Look, it's 1950. You're a small European country. You've just survived the most catastrophic war in human history. I know we said that the last time, but then there was another one. There might be another one again. Anyway, you managed to avoid mass casualties by staying neutral. Plenty of other countries stayed neutral and were invaded, but you dodged a bullet. This neutrality thing seems pretty fucking chill. No alliances, no blocks, just trade and a quiet life. It was good enough for World War II. It's good enough for this Cold War. Now, here's the problem. While you were announcing your neutrality to the world, men in suits, some of them former Nazis, some of them spooks, some of them insurance executives, for some reason, were quietly building a secret army inside your country. With your government's knowledge, or without it, with weapons caches buried in the mountains, radio transmitters pointed at the enemies, and training exercises that occasionally involved minor inconveniences like killing civilians. Their very presence risking your nation's neutrality. Today we're talking about four countries that sat outside of NATO during the Cold War, and what the Western intelligence apparatus, primarily the CIA and MI6, decided to do about that. Switzerland, Austria, Finland, and Sweden. Welcome to Gladio Radio, episode 5.